Hello and welcome to Cyprus Beat, your daily news briefing brought to you by the Cyprus Mail News Team. I'm Jonathan Shkurko with the latest news from the island. First up, Foreign Minister Konstantinos Kombos announced on Monday that representatives from over 40 countries will meet in Cyprus on March 21st to discuss the operational coordination of the next steps regarding the aid corridor to the Gaza Strip. Entering a Foreign Affairs Council meeting in Brussels, Kombos said this meeting in Cyprus will focus on scaling up capacity at the stages of departure, transport and distribution of the aid, as well as the establishment of a specialized fund to support the project in the long term. Kombos added that the small technical issues that arose during the departure of the first shipment have been considered and said that the temporary creation of a jetty by the US is proceeding and could be ready earlier than initially discussed. He also reminded that originally Cyprus worked alone on the proposal, but that what is important now is that it is being implemented. Moving on, President Nikos Christodoulidis discussed with his Egyptian counterpart, Abdel Fattah el-Sisi, the intention to schedule the next Cyprus-Egypt intergovernmental summit, as well as the next trilateral summit with Greece. According to reports on Monday, the two leaders during their meeting in Cairo also discussed energy cooperation, the provision of humanitarian aid to Gaza, and the resolution of the crisis, but also bilateral relations. The same report said that what was mainly discussed was the intention to schedule the two conferences. In other news, Thamasos Bishop Isaias called on the public to not be swayed by the news and the fabrications of the enemies of the church, in light of the scandals that have rocked the Iosio Avakum monastery in recent days. Isaias was commenting on the scandals at the monastery in Fterikoudes on Monday. On Sunday, Archbishop Georgios called on those involved to stop leaking information. "I would like to appeal to everyone not to rush to prejudice the world," he said, speaking after the morning service. He also said that his will and that of the Holy Synod is to fully investigate everything that has to do with the Avakum Monastery and perhaps other monasteries, other bishoprics and the entire Church of Cyprus. Meanwhile, two people were arrested at the Purnara Migrant Reception Center for posting a video announcing the arrival of migrants in Cyprus to inform people smugglers. The two suspects were arrested for facilitating illegal entry, transit and residence in violation of the immigration law and for offenses under the Personal Data Protection Law. Following further investigations, they were taken to the Nicosia District Court, which issued a remand for 8 days. And finally, three men were arrested and remanded for 8 days in Nicosia on Monday under suspicion of aiding and abetting people smuggling along the Green Line. According to the police, the men were found loading suitcases in a car near the Green Line on Sunday night. Signaled by the police to stop, the three men attempted to flee in their car, which they later crashed into a wall, leading to their arrest. During checks on the car, police also found that the two younger men were illegal in the Republic's territory. And that is all we have time for today. Thank you for listening. Cyprus Beat will return tomorrow. For more news, analysis and content, please visit cyprus-mail.com.